Aleluya, 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 aleluya. The Lord has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Aleluya, aleluya. Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." So he gave orders to them to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. The miracle of feeding of the 5,000 men was one of the famous miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the famous miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is very important because it is the only miracle that is recorded in all the four gospel writers, in all the four gospels, in the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. You find the miracle there. Also, in the Gospel of John, it is also recorded. It is very important in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the missionary work of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it is action-oriented. Because God, our Lord Jesus Christ, put words into action. He was moved with compassion on the people. And he performed the miracle because of his concern for the people. And this miracle also reminds us of the fact that we should not be pessimistic about life. The disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ were quite pessimistic. When Jesus asked them or told them to tell the people to sit down, They said, where can we get the quantity of food that will satisfy this crowd? They were actually pessimistic. They told Jesus, why not tell them to go to the nearby farms, markets, to get food for themselves? They were quite pessimistic. But today, by virtue of this miracle, Christ is telling us that we have to be optimistic. No matter how meager what we have can sustain us, but we have to be optimistic that because God is involved, Christ is involved, that which is impossible will become possible. So may we ask God for the grace to be optimistic, even when things are rough with you, even when things are difficult with you, even when life seems to be hopeless for you, be optimistic that one day that God will see you through. All what you have to do is to hope in God, believe in Him, have faith in Him, and He will make the impossibility to be possible. May we continue to rely on Him, especially at this period. We are enjoying, we are happy and joyful about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we be sustained by faith, our faith in God. Amen.